BBC. Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music. Mike Joyce.
BBC Six Music.
Music.
Keeps on. scared. You should be. That was Mr. Scary himself. That was Killing Joke with Requiem. Before that, we had The Birthday Party with Release the Bat. You're with me now, Mike Joyce, for the next couple of hours. I'm going to be standing in for Guy Garvey for the next few weeks. So I want you to get in touch with me on the email address, because I won't be picking them up today, because this is going out, obviously, on Halloween. And it'll be for the following weeks. And the email is guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. The text number is 64046. Of course, the text will be charged at your standard message rate. And also, you need to get hold of a pen, because I'm going to be giving you a few little bits and pieces of information that you'll need a pen to write them down. So, what have we got for you? We've got the Blueprint Sessions, two tracks from two fantastic bands, The Twilight Sad and also Everything Everything. We've got a Slits track that I interviewed Ari Up and the Slits last year. And of course, the sad demise of Ari, that was broadcast last week, unfortunately, and it's a great track, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we play it later on anyway. And also, I'm going to be playing a Smiths cover version. I don't really like playing Smiths tracks, I think it's a bit naff, but I was going to play a track by Scott Matthews, but somebody's stuck in my hand, in the last couple of days, a very interesting Smiths CD called There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, a tribute to the Smiths, and they're all Italian bands. Now, there's one track on there called Mono, and it's they're covering William It Was Really Nothing. So I think we might be having that. And so you just heard The Birthday Party, and of course Release the Bat. Two Mr. Scaries, really, Jazz Coleman and Nick Cave. And I don't know whether you've seen Grinder Man yet. I went to see them at the Academy a few weeks ago, and a mate of mine, he was standing there, he said, the only thing that's missing really from this is Sacrifice, maybe. That was about the only thing. It was the darkest gig I've been to in a long time. It was a phenomenal gig, and I know that they're still on tour, so wherever you are in the world listening, if you see Grinder Man near you, go and check them out. And like I said before, just played Killing Joke as well, another Mr. Scary. And I'll tell you why he's scary. I mean, I know the track's a bit creepy. But, you know, Andy Rourke was in Killing Joke for about 10 minutes. He went down to an audition with John Reynolds, who was the drummer with Sinead O'Connor, in fact, married to Sinead O'Connor. And he was a good mate of Andy's and mine. And he said that they're looking for a rhythm section. Do you fancy it? So John Reynolds, Andy Rourke, went down to the audition, and unfortunately John Reynolds didn't get the gig, and Andy did, and Andy was a bit kind of put out really, and thought, well, I thought we were going to be mates in this together, but no. Anyway, Andy didn't fancy it after about 3 or 4 days. He thought, no, I'm going to leave it. So we got in touch with Killing Joke and told them, and they put a lovely photograph in quite a well-known publication of a picture of Andy with a kind of Damien-esque way, with a shard of steel going through his neck, through one's side and out through his waist through the other. And so that's pretty scary, I think. Never mind in terms of the actual the fact that the music's pretty spooky, but Killing Joke are on tour now. They've got a new album out, and I played a track by them a little while ago, and very good it is indeed too. So if you get a chance to go and see them, go and have a look, and you'll be frightened to death probably. Alright, I'm going to play you a track now by a band called Moncomere. They're from New York, and they're very good indeed. I just got into them just in the last few weeks, just because they got sent, I've just got the material, but very good it is indeed too. Have a listen to this. This is Moncomere with Birthplace.
get home. Some fortunes are best left in palaces and better hands. There's an end to this night. There's an end to this night. I guess.
Is that? That's Mon Khmer, and that's Birthplace, and that's from their debut album named Mon Khmer. Very good indeed. I absolutely love that record. And like I said before, they're a Brooklyn five-piece, and that's their debut album. Sounds a little bit like Vinnie Riley, actually, in there. Some of that guitar work. Very beautiful. Anyway, I got in touch with the management, and they're going to come to the UK in the spring. So that's one of the bands to look out for, really. In the next year or two, I think they're really going to do very well. Well, I hope that they do well, because I've got some more of their other stuff, and it's very good indeed. So have a bit of Danger Mouse, why not? Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse. This is Little Girl, featuring Julian Casablancas.
A trick that people use to make you think they are smart is confidence when actually they're lost in the dark. Only someone with the mind of a child says will grow up. The seven and the stolen my plate. Hey now, go your way now.
That is Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse, and that's Little Girl featuring Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, no less. And I think that's probably my favourite album of the year so far. Dark Night of the Soul. Oh, there's a bit of a Halloween kind of, little bit of a link there, isn't there, I suppose, in there somewhere. And it's got some amazing collaborations on that album. It's got Iggy Pop on there, Griff Rhys. I think we played Wayne Coyne track, actually, yeah, because we got rid of the sweary words out of it, didn't we? A track called Revenge. That's absolutely brilliant. And of course, Sparkle Horse on there. Absolutely great album. Get that album if you haven't got it yet. Okay, we're going to just play this trail, and then after that, a bit of Danny Sack versus Scroobius Pip, Letter from God to Man. Now, this track, I mean, I'm a bit deaf, mate, so, I mean, of course I always try and listen to the words, but just don't get to hear them all, not at my age now. But if you've got one of those lyric things, you know, so open up a little page there on your computer, if you're at the computer anyway, and get the lyric sheet out for this, because it's absolutely startling, because I got most of it, but when I got the lyric sheet up there, it actually made me quite emotional. Anyway, see what you think after this trail.
BBC Six Music.
No room for kids.
If there are kids in the room, you may wish to avert their ears.
It's all about the Daddy Lamac.
I'm considering a problem or a matter that needs my attention. Stroking my chin in exactly the same way as my dad.
Who's the daddy?
Which I think is an indication to me that I've finally turned into my parents.
Steve Lamac.
They also make noises when getting up and down. What's happening?
Radio for grown-ups.
May scare small children.
Monday to Friday, 4 till 7.
Excuse the mess.
BBC Six Music.
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
This is a letter from God to man. It says, "Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I know I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. The last time I sent down a message, you nailed it to the cross, so I figured I'd just leave you to it, let you be your own boss. But I've been keeping an eye on you, I have, and it's amazing how you've grown. All your technological advances and the problems you've overthrown. All the beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse. But I must admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less. So I'm writing to apologise for horrors committed in my name. Well, that was never what I intended. I feel I should take my share of the blame. A lot of the good I've tried to was corrupted when organised religion began to full swing. What I thought were quite clear messages would take me to unusual extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others. Interpretations taken in different ways, hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest man simply take whatever he needed, because damnation was the price. If certain rules were not heeded, some of the deeds committed in my name made me wonder I went wrong. Back at the start when I created this, the foundation seemed so strong. See, all the elements were already here. Long before I began, I just kind of put them all together. I didn't really think out a long-term plan. I made the sun an appropriate distance, laid the stars across the sky so you can navigate this globe or watch the sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruit, some for sustenance, some for beauty. Made the sunshine and clouds rain so their maintenance wasn't your duty. Tried to give each creature own attributes about making them enveloped. Gave you all your own space to grow, in your own way space to develop. I didn't know that such developments were called rifts and jealousy, called you to war against each other. Leave marks as planet indelible. I was more the curator of nature, and I'm stepping straight with homosexuals right now. I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to use such powers, but I just laid the ground.
pretty powerful stuff, that, isn't it? That's Dan Lissack versus Scroobius Pip, and that's Letter from God to Man. And like I said, when I read the lyrics in conjunction with listening to that song, I got all kind of, got all bubbly. Bottom lip started going, it's like, what are we doing to this earth? And I mean, I know that we keep on getting reminded about it and with kind of climate change and all that kind of thing, and we're taking, you know, everything out of the earth. And it's true, isn't it? I mean, you there's no flim-flam. There's no way of looking at it and thinking, oh, well, you can see the Green Party kind of promoting that kind of thing. You see other people saying, well, of course, it's you know, it's all sustainable and we're looking after it and we're planting trees. Each one goes, a couple of hundred years, you reckon? What do you reckon, Shell? About 500, 400, 500 years? We're going to be here, Paul? No. Anyway, and on that bombshell, I've got you nice and cheered up now. I do this to my kids, you know. This start off telling them, like, you know, about the truth and everything that's going to be coming. Then I'm like, yeah, I'll have a tissue, never mind. I don't really, I'm not that bad. But I'm a realist, that's what it is. And, you know, unless we kind of do something about it, then Dan Lissack is right, isn't he? Anyway, I'm going to play you some Edwyn Collins now. A fantastic track by Edwyn, a track called The Beatles. And then straight after that, I'm going to give you some very important news about Edwyn. Absolutely brilliant stuff. That's Edwyn Collins with the Beatles. That's taken from the album Dr. Syntax. And the news is, very good news it is too, because I'm going to be coming off the subs bench once again for Mark Riley's show on the 10th of November. And Edwyn Collins is going to be coming in and we're going to be having a chat and talking about the tour that he's got coming up. I think he's actually playing at the Deaf Institute in that evening. Yeah, I'm getting a big nod there from behind the glass. So that's a great gig. And also, I think Frankie and the Heartstrings are supporting, I think, on that tour as well, because I'm going to be playing a bit of them later on, and their great new single. I think it's a new single anyway. But 10th of November, keep that one in your diary, and we'll be playing some stuff off Losing Sleep, I would have thought, the new album, which actually features Paul Cook on drums. Now, whether Paul's coming in or not, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to that if he has. But some great collaborations as well on that album. The drums have collaborated with Edwyn and Roddy Frame, Johnny Marr, and I think the Cribs as well. So keep that one in your diary, 10th of November. Try and get to the gig as well and do both. Why not? Because that's what I'll be doing, fingers crossed. All right, here's some Tame Impala. I saw these last night at the Ruby Lounge and they rock.
Thank you.
Philadelph. That's Tame Impala with Lucidity. And like I said, I saw them last night at the Ruby Lounge. What a fantastic gig. And they did a cover version. Well, they incorporated it into one of their, a segue, I suppose, into one of the songs of Remember Me. I don't know who sang it, but it sounded amazing. And what an amazing band as well. But I think they're only playing London, Manchester and Birmingham. I think that's it. And unfortunately, if you're not, they're not doing a major tour, but I think that'll change next year. I'm pretty sure they're going to come back and do a full-on tour. I mean, they should do, really, because they're good enough to. And that's one of the reasons why I was telling you at the start of the show about getting in touch. I want you to get in touch with me, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Again, this is for next week, and also the text, because I'll be picking up the text for next week too, and that's on 64046, and of course the text will be charged at your standard message rate, because somebody told me, I think it was the first show that I stood in for Mark, it might have been, because somebody texted in and said, Mike, you'll love Tame Impala. And you know what? They were right. So that's what I want, a bit of that. Any kind of requests, anything that you think I should be listening to, anything that you think I shouldn't be playing, or just anything, really. Any bands that you think I should be checking out, because that was a great example of one of those bands. All right, I'm going to play you a trail now, and then straight after that, a bit of Magazine, because you're frightened.
Six Music. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
It's finally honed and balanced 3 hours. If you pick out one bit, the whole lot can fall down like some sort of musical Jenga.
Gideon Coe.
Carefully chosen music. Beautiful, loud,
gentle,
sometimes terrifying. And I'll mix it up. Best bits in between come from the listeners. I go home at midnight. That's it.
Archive concert tracks.
The music archive is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad my show gets to celebrate so much of it. One of the best things is the polite applause you get from early 1970s audiences, which contrasts nicely with the bellowing, whooping Herberts of more recent shows.
Thank you.
Gideon Coe.
Simply, it can make washing up slightly more bearable.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
Even for those with dishwashers.
On 6 Music. Mike Joyce. On 6 Music.
Do
That's Magazine, and Because You're Frightened, whoa, scary stuff. And yes, Magazine, they've got, I'm not too sure actually whether they're going to be doing any more recording. I think they've got to do, really. I saw them play that comeback gig at the Academy, and it was remarkable, that's what it was. Absolutely fantastic, packed house, and surely it's just a matter of time before they do something else. I was just trying to find out whether they are actually recording something, but I couldn't find anything about them, unfortunately. But I'm sure that they've got to do it, really. It'd be a criminal not to. And another band that I'm going to play for you now that I know that they're doing the new album. Well, they've been kind of recording it and demoing it, and they're doing it as they've been going along, actually. It's Delphic, the follow-up to Acolyte, and I was speaking to a couple of lads from Delphic the other week, and they said that they've actually been writing it on the tour bus. So it shows you how big the tour bus is, really, doesn't it? It's not in the back of the Transit, I don't think. But yeah, an absolutely belting new album expected from those guys. And I'm going to play a special version of Delphic. This is Delphic Doubt. This is the acoustic version.
Left for you is down. Better you than me. I so far to fall.
That's Delphic, and that is Doubt, and that's the acoustic version. I love that band. I love that band a lot. I've been following them for quite some time, and when I was interviewing them a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about when I first saw them at Charlton, at the Blowout, and you know, there was hardly anybody there, and to see them rise up like that and go and see the Ritz gig when they played there a few months ago, oh, I just love that band. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to the new album. It's going to be absolutely stunning. Okay, it's Blueprint Sessions time. This is The Twilight Side, and this was a session that was recorded for the Coalition Chart Show down at Blueprint Studios, and it's an absolutely amazing session, this. And this is one of the tracks that I play from. This is I Became a Prostitute. But hold on to your hats for this one.
And if I bleed, you dry.
How good is that? Very good. That's a Twilight Sad and I Became a Prostitute, and that's from the Blueprint Sessions. And they're going to be playing with Mogwai next year. They've got a big tour coming up. They've got a new album that they're going to record. And Mogwai have got a new album out. Actually, I think I might be playing a bit of Mogwai later. I'm going to be playing Hunted by a Freak from their new live album. But go and see them. It's going to be a double header, really, that, for me. I can't wait. Okay, I'm going to play that Smiths track. Well, it's a Smiths track by Scott Matthews. This is The Boy with the Thorn in His Side.
BBC Six Music on digital, online. BBC Six Music. Mike Joyce.
BBC Six Music.
Frankie and the Heartstrings, and that's Ungrateful. Very good track it is too. And as I said before, they're going to be supporting Edwin Collins when he plays at the Deaf Institute, and they're also going to be playing at Salford Lads Club, would you believe, on the 3rd of December in their own right. Now, I know somebody else played there a few weeks ago, so I don't know what this is going to be a trend. Well, it is a trend, isn't it? Once it's happened more than twice, then it is a trend. But very good track as well. They've got some great Barnetts in that band. Very good. It makes me jealous as anything. And then before the top of the hour, we had that Smiths cover by Scott Matthews. Matthews, the boy with the thorn in his side. And as I said before, I want you to get in touch with me. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or you can text me. Text on 64046, and of course the text will be charged at your standard message rate. If any cover versions that you think I should be playing the next couple of weeks, because I'm going to be here for the next few weeks, folks, you can't get rid of me that easily. So yeah, get in touch if there's any cover versions there that you think I should be listening to, but don't tell me about the Placebo version of Big Mouth Strikes Again. For obvious reasons, if you've heard it. Anyway, shall we have some? Let's have some Blakes with Vampire. Are you scared? You should be. The Blakes with Vampire. And if you're listening to me now and you're not listening to any of the shows today, there's been plenty going on today. There's been Keris between 10 and 12, Huey Morgan between 1 and 4, Jarvis Cocker between 4 and 6, Stuart McConey's Freak Zone between 6 and 8, and Edgar Wright's Halloween show just before me. So if you're listening to me now and you checked, you go to the iPlayer if there's anything that you want to check out again, because I'm sure they're all very good indeed. Okay, I'm going to play your chat now. This is one of the ones that I want you to get a pen, because there's some information I'm going to give you straight after that. This is Rod Jones and Scott Hutchinson with I Forgot to Fall.
Thank you.
Good Lord, I'm out of breath. Just listening to that, oh, big and beautiful. That's Rod Jones and Scott Hutchinson, and that's I Forgot to Fall. Rod Jones from Iron Wild and Scott Hutchinson from Frightened Rabbit, and that's from the Fruit Tree Foundation. Now, under the banner Music Like a Vitamin, they had a couple of gigs last year for the Scottish Mental Health Arts and Film Festival, and there's quite a lot of collaborators on there apart from those guys. There's James Graham from Twilight Side, you've heard a track from him before, and there's Rod Jones, of course, Jill O'Sullivan, Sparrow the Workshop, Emma Pollock, Kareem Polwart, Jenny Reeve, Alyssa Roberts and James Yorkson. And they just corralled all these people together, great songwriters, stuck them in a room, literally, because James told me that, I think it was Emma Pollock that sings on the track that he was on, and it was like, hi, how do you do? Right, let's write. And they did it, and then she was gone by the afternoon, and that's an amazing track, that. And there's another track as well that's available. I'm just about to give you the address for it. But it's to make raising awareness and challenging perceptions on mental health issues, which is a very good cause indeed. Anyway, they played a couple of gigs last year, and apparently I've heard, I might be wrong, I hope I'm not, that the album is going to be coming out next year. Now, I'm going to give you the actual web address to get a couple of those tracks, and that being one of them, as a free download. But do me a favour, buy the album next year, because I don't need to convince you, really, because you've heard how good it is. But I really want you to go and have a look at the website and see what it's all about. And it's at www.thefruittreefoundation.com. And like I said before, that track's available, and also another track that James sings on, James Graham from the Twilight Sad. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Talking of beautiful stuff, have a listen to this. This is Jeff Buckley and Elizabeth Fraser with All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun.
Where will
Beautiful indeed. That is Jeff Buckley and Elizabeth Fraser giggling away there in the background with All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun. And I didn't realise that they were an item, actually. I was just speaking to Michelle and she was like, didn't you know that? God, everybody knows that. But also, she told me that Jeff Buckley gave her a bit of a peck on the cheek as well. And on the hand. Right, OK. So it's, oh, that's close enough, isn't it? What, was your hand by your face? Hoping to get it on the cheek. But very sweet, that is. Very beautiful indeed. And I know that Jeff Buckley did an amazing cover version of I Know It's Over. So that might be an interesting one to fly in there. Again, I want all your... any ideas of what you think that you should we should be playing there. Smith's cover versions, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Right, I'm going to play a trail for you and then a great track by Errors.
BBC Six Music, Huey Morgan.
Weekday mornings from 10.
Hello, I'm Huey, the new boss, and I'm loving it here. And that's why... that's why I've decided no more disgusting new exciting music. I want quintessential sophisticated ensemble. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's not what I want. I want some Beethoven playing.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's the joint.
Turn that down.
Nah, man, why?
Because it's smoky.
No. I want something like a Mozart, maybe.
Yeah, you know it.
Rewind selected. This just ain't gonna work, man.
Huey Morgan.
Yours truly. Great guests and loads of classic music of the Huey Stizile.
Weekday mornings from 10.
Get it? Got it? Good.
On BBC Six Music. Mike Joyce on Six Music.
We'll be right back.
That's Errors with Aruma in Africa. And go and check them out. Go and see them live because the drummer is phenomenal. I went in and I thought it was a drum machine. And he's that tight. But I mean, of course, there was loads of dry ice as well at the stage. But, so I couldn't really tell anyway. But yeah, and absolutely brilliant. In fact, he plays with Dan and Anna Aykroyd. That's it, remembered. Well, remembered, Mike. And it was in there somewhere. But yeah, fantastic play. And a great joint headline it was between themselves and the Twilight Sad. In fact, they've done a remix of one of Twilight Sad's tracks. In fact, I think it's on a record over there I saw before, actually, on a bit of vinyl, a reflection of the television, and very good it is indeed too. Right, I'm going to play two back-to-back for you now because I'm just talking too much, really. Well, that and I need a wee. It's Patti Smith with So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, and a bit of Mogwai with Hunted by a Freak.
Seven.
on 6 Music.
Very well, thanks.
From Glasgow, Scotland. It's nice to be.
see you later. Yeah, that's taken from the live album that's hunted by a freak. Special Moves is that new album. Very good, it is indeed, too. And they're in the studio at the moment. They've got a new album coming out in the new year. And also, so of Twilight Sad. I keep going on about the Twilight Sad. I don't know why. But they're going to be supporting them next year. That's why. But it's in February, which seems like a long, long way away now. I know we're only in November. Well, just about. But it'll come up on you. And make sure you get down to that one, because I'll be there. And it'll be an absolutely storming evening. Okay, let's have some Elliot Smith, shall we? This is Waltz number 2.
never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Now she's done and they're calling someone, such a familiar name. I'm so glad that my memory's remote, 'cause I'm doing just fine. How do I know to know? I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow.
That's Elliot Smith and Waltz Number 2, and you can find that on a new album that's coming out, a compilation album, An Introduction to Elliot Smith. That's on Domino Records. That comes out on November 1st. Right, I'm just going to play you a trail now, and then right after that, I'm going to play that Slit session that I was telling you about that they performed last year. I think it was October of last year, and another little show that I was doing a little while ago. But here it comes after this.
Six Music. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
It's a finely honed and balanced 3 hours. If you pick out one bit, the whole lot can fall down like some sort of musical Jenga.
Gideon Co.
Carefully chosen music. Beautiful, loud,
gentle,
sometimes terrifying. And I'll mix it up. Best bits in between come from the listeners. I go home at midnight. That's it.
Archive concert tracks.
The music archive is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad my show gets to celebrate so much of it. One of the best things is the polite applause you get from early 1970s audiences, which contrasts nicely with the bellowing, whooping Herberts of more recent shows.
Thank you.
Gideon Co.
Simply, it can make washing up slightly more bearable.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
Even for those with dishwashers.
On 6 Music. Mike Joyce. On 6 Music.
Yeah! Welcome to the Slits! Big up Muffin, Mike Joyce. Alternative therapy. Anniversary of Island Records, and they're bringing out the old Cut album. It's a re-release of the great legendary Cut. New town, where everybody goes around sniffing perfect. I need another fix. If not, I'd be sick. I'd be sick. I'd be sick. Sniffing call phone Colina, Newtown, Newtown.
Absolutely fantastic. That's The Slits with Newtown. And like I said, that was recorded in October of last year. And I did an interview with the band as well. I think it was just herself and Tessa from the original lineup. Michelle was on guitar. Anna, the drummer, is now playing with Crocodiles. And also Holly was playing some keyboards as well. And it was such a fantastic session. I know it's very easy to eulogise when people have passed away and say, oh, it was amazing. What an amazing character. I love, knew them so well. I didn't know them that well at all, really. But when I went to the gig that evening, it was one of the best gigs I'd seen in a long time. I just couldn't believe how the honesty was so fantastic and so refreshing. They weren't interested in that kind of male kind of posturing and kind of how cool we are. They just, it was a party, that's what it was, and it was a very good party indeed. And also we were talking about, I did a short interview with them, because I started to realise that, you know, they came out in 76, the Sex Discrimination Act didn't come out until about another year later or something. You know, the way that, it was difficult to be a punk in 76, not, I was too young of course, but it must have been for anybody, but for a woman and a girl group as well, you know, it just wasn't allowed, it just wasn't accepted. Prior to that, it would have been Motown. That's pretty much all your girl groups, that's all you're going to get. So to kind of stick themselves on the line like that and stick to what they wanted to do rather than being moulded and made into something that a lot of people wanted them to be, and they just said, no, we're going to do what we want to do. And if you're the first doing something like that, then it makes a big difference, sets the pave, you know, paves the way for a lot of other artists like Björk and people like that. I mean, that's the obvious one, I suppose, in terms of dressing how you want and being like you want rather than that stereotypical nonsense that people shove down our throats. Right. Okay. Anyway, that was The Slits with Newtown, and wonderful it was too. Right, it's a fantastic trip by a new band. Well, new to me anyway. This is Twin Sister with All Around and Away We Go. Just about to interrupt myself then, which I'm going to do, because they're going to be doing a session on Huey Morgan's show on the 25th of November. So get yourselves listening to that one. But here it is right now, Twin Sister.
Music.
Flashlights were ready, that's what she said to me. Flashlights were ready, that's what she said to me.
some assembly required, that's what I said to her. Some assembly required, that's what I said to her. Oh, we're gonna glow in the dark. We're gonna glow in the dark tonight. She said to me, flashlights when ready, that's what she said to me. Some assembly required, that's what I said to her. Some assembly required, that's what I said to her. Oh, we're gonna glow in the dark. We're gonna glow in the dark tonight. We're gonna glow in the dark. We're gonna glow in the dark tonight.
That's the Bongos with Glow in the Dark. Ooh. And then before that, we had Twin Sister with All Around and Away We Go. Very good record, that is indeed. That's the first UK single that comes out on the 22nd of November on Double Six Records. And like I said before, they're going to be on Huey Morgan Show on the 25th of November. At the moment, they're on tour with Devendra Banhart. Another great artist, actually. All right, that's it, kids. I'm pretty much done. And it just leaves me to thank Michelle and Paul for pushing all the right buttons and making me sound great, laughing at all my rubbish jokes. And I'm going to leave you with the Chemical Brothers featuring Midlake with The Pills Don't Help You Know. Won't help, you know. And also, I want you to get in touch with me. Like I said before, the email is guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. The text number is 64046 and the text will be charged at your standard message rate. I want to know anything about Smith's covers, any requests, any bands that you think you should have on. All right, folks, that's it. I'm done. I'll see you next week.
you never came.